KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Support comes from Caddis Collaborative, architects who consider community, sustainability, and carbon neutrality at every phase of design and construction. More information at caddispc.com.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, and you are tuned into Cabaret, KGNU's weekly live and local music program. My name is Indra, and on today's show, we welcome local band High Lonesome. Transplants from Atlanta, Georgia to the Front Range, High Lonesome put a new spin on traditional hard-driving bluegrass with a sound built around impeccable picking and tight vocal harmonies. We'll hear a live set from High Lonesome up next, so please stay tuned, and thanks for listening to Cabaret on KGNU Community Radio.
Thank you. Okay, well, hey, everybody. We're High Lonesome. My name's Matt Thomas. I'm playing bass for you today. And over there on guitar, we've got Chuck Sotero. On the mandolin, that is Jonah Chilton. And that's Jonah singing for you on those two. And we're joined by a couple of special guests today as well. On banjo, that is Chris Elliott, also known as C-Bob. And over there on the fiddle, that's Jackson Earls. And that song we just played is called Sitting on Top of the World. That is an old song. We do a lot of old songs because it turns out a lot of old songs are also really good songs. I think that's how they get to be old songs. You know, if it's a bad song, people stop playing it, so everybody forgets about it. But that is not the case with this next one. This song... wait, before I get to that, the very first thing we played was a Flat and Scruggs tune called Little Girl of Mine in Tennessee. I think that came out in 1948 or 49. And Flat and Scruggs, of course, one of the all-time greatest bluegrass bands there ever was. And now we're going to do one by one of the other all-time greatest bluegrass bands there ever was. This song, what can I say about this song? Let me think. As far as we can tell, this song dates back to the 1800s, where it was called Salt River. It's a pretty popular tune on the bluegrass circuit, but nobody would know it if you called it Salt River, because we know it today as Salt Creek. That is what Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys recorded this song as, excuse me, back in 1964. That was Bill on mandolin, of course, and the great banjo player Bill Keith, who was actually known as Brad Keith in Bill Monroe's band, because, of course, you could only have one Bill in Bill Monroe's band. Anyway, all that is a long way of saying that we're about to do this tune Salt River, which you would probably know as Salt Creek.
Johnny's here. Said Johnny, come along with me. Johnny, come along with me.
Okay, that was John Hardy, and that is Jonah Chilton's favorite bluegrass song. Jonah is our mandolin player, of course, and there is a version of John Hardy, I think it's at the Telluride Festival, and it's got Sam Bush playing and Tony Rice playing, and just about anybody you'd ever want to hear play that song, and they just go off. So that is something very much worth looking up the next time you are around an internet. And if you're going to look that up, you might as well look us up, too. We are High Lonesome. You can find our Facebook page just by searching High Lonesome on Facebook, High Lonesome Bluegrass. And just about anything you want to know about this band, you can find there. That includes what we're doing next, what we've been doing. I guess I can tell you a little bit about that. We've been hanging out, working on songs for our first album. Getting ready, we've been playing a lot of live streams lately, because as you may have noticed, live music looks a little different in 2021 than it did just a few years ago. So we've been doing the live stream game, and we have a live stream coming up Sunday the 16th that will be available for free on our Facebook page, on our YouTube channel. And we're going to try a Twitch stream for the first time with this one. And we're going to be over in a studio in Lafayette called Doghouse Studios. And the whole thing is going to be plugged in. The way acoustic music is meant to be, plugged in and loud and sounding good, I believe. So that's Sunday the 16th, and again, that will be available on our Facebook page, YouTube channel, and Twitch stream. Let's play another song.
1, 2, 3. It's lonesome feeling when you're traveling down lonesome road, down lonesome road. Nobody cares. I was in Cincinnati. Her love is true.
got down on my knees. I went down to the crossroads, got down on my knees. Ask the Lord above mercy, won't you help me if you please? I went down to the crossroads, tried to play it right.
All right, that was not really a traditional bluegrass tune. That's a song called the Crossroad Blues, also known simply as Crossroads, which is what Eric Clapton recorded it as. But that song goes all the way back to the early 30s, and a fellow named Robert Johnson, who is really the father of blues guitar and a lot of, you know, blues music as we know it can be traced back to Robert Johnson. And just, you know, he was a game changer, really. And we're very fortunate that he existed at a time when recording technology existed, because you can go out and listen to Robert Johnson's original recordings, and it's really mind-blowing. I mean, just the things that he was able to do, you know. I had a buddy say it, you know, Robert Johnson makes it sound like two or three people are playing guitar at the same time, and so that's what I think of when I listen to him. But just really an American treasure. And before that, it's a new song. That is one by the Osborne Brothers. I believe that song's from the mid 60s. And that's called Lonesome Feeling. And, in bluegrass, you know, this idea of lonesomeness is, sort of paramount to the entire bluegrass experience. So you got that, as they call it, the high lonesome sound. And that's where the band name comes from. High Lonesome. That's us. We're out here on the Front Range, being high up in the altitude and lonesome, just like everybody's been lonesome these last year or so. But the band, I guess I can talk a little bit about how the band came together. So really this is Chuck's project. Chuck moved out here from Atlanta, Georgia, although he was born and raised in New York City. And Chuck met Jonah at a jam up in Golden. There's a, you know, as I think just about everybody knows, the Colorado's got a lively bluegrass scene, so there's a lot of picking circles going on. And Chuck and Jonah met at one of those. And then I caught word that Chuck was looking for a bass player for his band. So a friend of mine got a hold of me, and I got a hold of Chuck, and turns out Chuck and I live pretty much right down the road from one another in Longmont. So we started playing some music together. And I think it was really important to us that, you know, we had an authentic sound. We both love traditional bluegrass, straight ahead, hard driving traditional bluegrass. And, we wanted to find people who could play that. And so we are still sort of putting the band together, so to speak, but we're very fortunate to have C-Bob and Jackson playing with us today. C-Bob, you might know from the band Chain Station, and Jackson, you probably know if you play music out here. He seems to be one of everybody's favorite fiddle players, and with good reason, for sure. But Jackson just put out a solo CD. That was just about a year ago, I think, or it's hard to tell with time these days, but. Jackson's got a relatively new solo CD out that I highly recommend. It's sort of a who's who of Colorado bluegrass players, even though I'm not on it. but it's filled with a bunch of people who really know what they're doing, and it sounds great. All right. Anyway, enough talk. Let's play a couple more songs, huh? Thank you.
She
The Long Black Veil. That is not a Johnny Cash song. That song was written by Lefty Frizzell, who is just one of the all-time country music greats. And that song's also a new one for us. That one is only from the late 50s, I believe. So as far as the songs that we're doing, that's one of the more modern ones. Although, I guess, you know what, really a lot of bluegrass tunes date back to the 50s and 60s. People think of bluegrass as being this sort of ancient music, but it's not. Bluegrass was really started by Bill Monroe, who we talked about a little earlier. But it draws on a lot of old traditional music. Basically what was happening back in the 30s and 40s when Bill was sort of absorbing all this stuff, was that you had the Lefty Frizzell, and a lot of well, I guess it was before Lefty's time, but you had the country music thing going with like Hank Williams and whatnot. You had traditional banjo fiddle music, traditional like Appalachian dance music. And then you had in the 50s, you know, you had the early stirrings of rock and roll happening, which is sort of where that backbeat comes from, right? Bluegrass is all about that big backbeat. So you mix those three things together, country, western, traditional fiddle fiddle and banjo dance music, and a little bit of rock and roll, and you get bluegrass. That is the recipe, in case anybody at home is is trying to cook up a batch of bluegrass bands. There you go. Anyway, that was Lefty Frizzell's Long Black Veil, and before that we did a song called Dark Hollow, which is one of those songs that sounds like it's been around forever, but it really it hasn't. So Dark Hollow it's another song from the 50s. That's been recorded by a bunch of people. Let's see, Mac Wiseman has a great version of that. Ralph Stanley has recorded that one. David Bromberg does an awesome version of that. And of course, the Grateful Dead, which is certainly where I first heard it, and I think probably where Chuck first heard it, right? And yeah, probably where most people first heard that song, Dark Hollow, was from the Dead. So a little slice of Americana there, and we're just going to keep doing a little more of that. We're going to do another song that was covered by the Grateful Dead a whole lot. This is probably one of the songs that they played the most. I don't have a resource on that. I just listen to a lot of Grateful Dead shows, and this seems to be on most of them. This is another old one. It was originally called the Lonesome Road Blues. It's a traditional tune, which means that we don't remember who wrote it, but like we were saying, it's a good song, so it stuck around, and the Dead and a lot of other people know it as Going Down the Road Feeling Bad. And then we're going to do one of our own to close out here. This is a song written by Chuck. It's called We Hit the Road. So we got two road songs to go out on. Anyway, thank you so much for having us. We're High Lonesome, and we're going to do the Lonesome Road Blues and We Hit the Road.
One, two, three. I'm going down that road feeling bad. Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
And that was a set from the local band High Lonesome right here on tonight's edition of Cabaret, KGNU's weekly live and local music show. Be sure to tune in next week and make sure to check out our Sunday Live at 5 series featuring more live performances with local musicians by visiting facebook.com/KGNU radio. For the rest of the hour, we'll listen to a live stream High Lonesome did on April 17th from the Stone Cottage Studios in Boulder, Colorado. Enjoy, and please stay tuned for Corriente, KGNU's weekly Latin music show with Elena Claver, coming up at 8 p.m. This is KGNU Community Radio.
Well, and it is 8 o'clock. It seems like that ended kind of suddenly, but I guess that's the way it goes sometimes. This is Elena with you on Corriente. You're listening to KGNU 88.5 FM, KGNU Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, and KGNU online, de forma virtual. It's 8 o'clock, straight up, and we'll get to the music after a few announcements.
Este programa está patrocinado por el Museo de Historia Natural de la Universidad de Colorado en Boulder, actualmente ofreciendo una nueva experiencia virtual de su popular galería de paleontología, más exhibiciones nuevas y actividades educativas en inglés y en español por Internet. Encontrará más información en colorado.edu/CUMuseum.
Donations come in many forms. A sustaining membership, a one-time gift, even that extra vehicle you no longer need. Learn more about the advantages of donating a vehicle. Here's how. Go to kgnu.org or call 1-844-KGNU-CAR. Donations come in many forms. A sustaining membership, a one-time gift, even that extra
vehicle. Support comes from Pleru Homes, offering solutions for buying or selling mobile homes. Pleru Homes works with both new and old mobile home units. More information can be found at tom@plero-rei.com or by calling Shane at 720-600-7273. Pleru Realty is also on Facebook.com.
And so sorry for that little glitch, just trying to get announcements out of the way so we can play more music. So I've got a bunch of Indigenous Music of the Americas queued up just because, you know, every kind of month I look for a theme of some kind, and that's what came up this time. But I'm certainly open to any other suggestions, and I do have also, there's some great new music in the studio. There is a lot of new music in the Air Studio. Thank you to Indra and all the folks that are helping make that happen. And if there's something you'd like to hear, you can send me an email at dj@kgnu.org, or you can call when the music is playing at 303-442-4242. So I'm just going to start with music that I had planned, and I am more than happy to play whatever you would like to request, assuming I can find it. So we're going to start out with Tonantzin, which is a song to Mother Earth.